Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and you can always email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. And if you haven't already, why not? Why haven't you liked the Dad's Point of View Facebook page? It's really fun. There's over 3,500 moms and dads from all over the world with the number one city represented on my page. Don't ask me why. I'm being Mumbai, India, which has now taken a commanding lead over my hometown of Los Angeles. Go figure. You can listen to any of my shows, read any of my current or past columns by visiting my website, bruceallen.com. We're trying something different this week. I'm calling it Open Mic, and I'm giving it over to my regular guests to choose the topic. As for me, I want to bring you up to date on things going on with me, specifically what is going on with my first book. My first book is coming out in May, and you can pre-order it now on my website, bruceallen.com, at the newly formed, newly created store. And there's a great deal in which you can get the book and a special edition poster at far less than the list price. So it's a wonderful Father's Day gift, and I would recommend it. But I'm really proud of some of the initial reviews or blurbs or whatever you want to call them that I've gotten from a couple friends and quasi-celebrities. I've known and worked with the great and the inimitable Stan Lee, who is the godfather of Marvel Comics, the creator of The Amazing Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, X-Men, The Hulk, and so many others. And he said the following about the book. Bruce's fascinating look at the ups and downs of parenting reminds me of Marvel Comics. There, too, we choose not to hide the blemishes of life, but to discuss them in an entertaining and helpful manner. Must reading for all parents and would-be parents. And from another friend who I greatly respect, and I would certainly like to follow in his footsteps, at least of a talk radio success, is Dennis Prager, of talk show host of his own show and writer of a really powerful book called Happiness is a Serious Problem, of which half of his lectures are actually usually on that topic, as I understand. He said the following, Bruce Allen has written a book that is both witty and wise, and if you want to be a better man and a better dad, start reading. You can pre-order the book for Father's Day at bruceallen.com. As I said, there's a great deal for it. I also want to tell you that I'm very, very proud that both Diane and Michael Medved of The Michael Medved Show, another fantastic talk show host, his wife is not as well known, but is equally bright and very wise woman who is a therapist who has written, I think, at least 5 books on parenting. And they wrote a really amazing foreword, one in which my wife's reaction was, oh, that's nice. Now you got to live up and be that guy, as only a wife can so well do. Speaking of Father's Day, we'll be having a special show for Father's Day, so mark it on your calendar in June. It will have special guests and special themes and special quotes, and I hope you will enjoy it. Speaking of new and special, there's a new artist on our It's a Tech World After All comic strip, and your assignment for the day is to go look at that on BoomerTechTalk.com. But more importantly, I have initiated a new series of articles on Boomer Tech Talk called Boomer Parenting Tips. And the first one is called The Balancing Act. So your assignment, and if you want a good grade, you will do this either now or after the show, is go to Boomer Tech Talk, where you will see an absolutely charming, absurd picture of me in the featured section, or just go under Bruce to Boomer Parenting Tips, The Balancing Act. And I will tell you what that's about, because we all struggle with balance in our life. The work and life balance just isn't easy. And whether it's too much technology, too much work, too much television, or just too much, parents are always doing a balancing act with their time. Who gets it? Who doesn't? Who needs it? Who's been left out? Etc. It's the classic parental dilemma, and one that I think has gotten only more complicated with modern life. All parents understand about setting boundaries for their kids. How much television can they watch? How late can they stay up? Homework, friends, driving, sleepovers. The list is endless. But we parents also need to know that we have to regulate ourselves. I've said so often on this show how our behavior is modeling for our children. They see everything we do. So are you spending too much time on your tech devices? Are you spending too much time working or playing on your computers? And are you justifying the work time because it's work? Do the kids know the difference when they're ignored? I am certainly guilty of that, as my whole family has accused me of always being on the computer. So I have tried, and I'm meeting some success, to basically turn it off at dinner time for the rest of the evening. And I would suggest you try to do the same if you have that addiction or fondness, let's call it a kinder word, for your computer or your phone or your iPad or any such device. A few basic tips and suggestions to help this. At your family dinners, and I, this isn't my idea. Whoever gave it to me or told me about it is a genius. At your family dinners, have a basket nearby, and everybody puts all their portable tech devices into it. Mom and dad, too, and it doesn't matter what call or text you're expecting. Everything goes in there turned off. Not so easy, but you do it, you will improve your family life considerably. Another thing is limit, this is for you, mom and dad, limit your screen time when you're home. And that includes every screen there is. And when you really think about it, there are quite a few. There's the television, there's the computer, there's the ebook reader, there's the smartphone, there's the portable video game, there's a regular video game, there's the iPad, the iPhone, the iPod, just to name a few. The same thing applies, of course, to your kids. When I was first raising my boys, I went to a dad and me type class. There weren't that many. They were mostly mom and me's. And one of the punishments that was suggested was punish the kids by taking away various screens. And that's over a decade ago that I went there. And the irony is, of course, the proliferation of screens in our life is so much greater. And I, in fact, think it's a great punishment or consequence for misbehavior for your kids. If you just can't get away from your computer on weekends, at least spend, and again, this is for the parents, spend the early mornings when your kids are sleeping doing your thing that you just gotta do on the computer, and then stop. They don't need to see you up at 5 or 6 in the morning like I am every day working on the computer, but just stop. The world will continue without you on Twitter or Facebook, and I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you. The other thing you can do, and my last tip in this category, is create projects that you might do in family units on the computer. For instance, organizing, editing, and printing your family photos. Choose the best of pictures from a trip together. Display them on a photo website like Picasa or Flickr or any of the other multitudes of websites. Buy a digital photo frame and make it a family project to update the photos. At least in this way, you're using technology in an interactive way. You're potentially either teaching or, in more cases than not, you're learning from your kids how to use a particular piece of hardware or software. When your children are younger, I would further suggest that there should be just one computer for their use, and it should always be in a public space. That way, you are easily able to monitor their activity, and you can even use a timer to limit their time on it. For that matter, use a timer to limit your own time on it. Don't delude yourself also that every learning program is good for them. It's still time on a screen rather than interacting with another human being, let alone a family member. These tips, these cautions, and boundaries will help you with the nonstop balancing act of parenting and family life. Pay attention to these things. Think how you're spending your time and what you're showing to your kids. And remember one of my favorite parenting mottos. Your kids are on loan for a very short time. Treasure that time. And don't look back with the cats in the cradle regrets, as I often like to refer to that wonderful 1974 song by Harry Chapin. Just some of the lyrics. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, "Thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw?" I said, "Not today. I got a lot to do," he said. "That's okay." And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. And I said, "I'm going to be like him, yeah. You know, I'm going to be like him." And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. "When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then." I have heard that song, and every time I hear that song, I say, I am not going to be that dad where I have regrets that I put off my kids for something that ultimately will be forgettable. Another common saying that is not mine is nobody goes to their deathbed with the wish that they had worked more. Usually on their deathbed, and I would say this is a more common for men, but probably getting more equal now that women are in the workplace as much as they are, but very few men go to their deathbed saying, "Boy, I spent too much time with the family." That would be a nice thing to say, actually. I might have made more money if I hadn't been such a loving husband and such a good father and grandfather. I would like to have that problem as my life winds down somewhere in the far distant future. So for the next segment, it is going to be open mic with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. And I know he has something he wants to share with us about a new venture of his. He is one of my regulars, if not my most regular guest. Sponsor slots are open for the Bruce Salen Show. You can write or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. My producer, Richard Diggin? Hello, Mr. Diggin. My producer, Richard Dugan, is giving me the finger again. He's telling me it's time for a break. The finger, just so you know, is the shape of a little C, which I think means cut. I don't know. Is that what it means? Cut? Oh, 30 seconds is what it means. Our next segment, again, will be The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Bruce Salen, what's that going to do? Bruce Salen, what's that going to do?